Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Jeremy White with Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
Every time you buy a red pepper, you're saving over years and years. Come on, that's got to be something.
It's got to add up to at least 10 cents.
Jeremy White.
A weekly purchase of a red pepper.
Yeah.
You think you're saving $100 in your lifetime.
Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
All right, I have the bag. Going on the scale. It does not register one thing.
Not registers. There it is.
Come on.
There it is.
Nothing?
0.0.
Kevin, you've done a great service today. Thank
you. Didn't
you.
Hit the zero. Is there a zeroing out button or anything? You didn't hit that by accident?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
What else can we settle today? The great debate whether or not using your bag for your produce makes a difference. Would the bag register on the scale? We had Kevin go in and do that service for America.
Yep, live reporting on the air by Kevin. Kevin from West Seneca, I think, he was calling in from.
Does anybody else out there want to do something like that? What do we need to settle?
Do we have, do either of us have something that we do that is kind of unusual that can be figured out?
That's a great question. A lot of the things you might do that are unusual, you might not think are unusual.
No, right. You find out.
Sometimes, like, you have to be told.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's weird.
Everyone else doesn't do this?
Yeah.
Like, I saw there was a poll put up on Twitter recently about, like, whether or not you go to the bathroom standing up or whatever, and the results were 50-50. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, half the country does something completely different than you do.
There was one also on this, I thought you were going to bring this one up, that when you're growing up, when you were a kid and you were going to get sick, like you might throw up, did your family use the same bowl? Like, you go to bed, you bring the bowl there in case you're going to throw up. Was that the same bowl as the family movie popcorn bowl? Did you use the same bowl?
No, not at all.
I'll say right now, it's still, not even just when I'm a kid, last week, the answer to that question is yes.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Got a big big Tupperware bowl that fits the most popcorn when we make popcorn.
Okay.
And that was also the big bowl. Last week, I woke up and thought, I'm gonna in the next hour, I know it, I'm going to throw up. And I didn't. Sorry about this for the breakfast, but this was the question. And yes, we still use, I've never thought it to be weird.
Wait a minute.
The same bowl.
The same bowl that you are eating popcorn out of.
Yeah.
Has been thrown up into.
The sick bowl. Yeah, the sick bowl is just a bowl.
I thought I was the only one that did this.
No.
I'm honestly shocked.
It's just a bowl. You just wash it. It's just a bowl.
You just wash it, but it's been thrown up in. Like, the mental damage alone should be there that, hey, some, you know, little, whatever, your little brother or sister just threw up in this last week. Now I'm eating popcorn out
of it. Why do we have a dishwasher? Why do we have a sink? Why do we have soap?
We had a trash can that we would just use, like one of those little trash cans.
Yeah.
And we'd just put next to the bed. You put a new bag in it.
I got a story about that, about throwing up in a trash can for you.
It's not what you think it is.
Yeah, popcorn bowl. I mean, it's a bowl. It's not like you reach into the cupboard and you take out the very ornate thing with pictures of popcorn kernels on it, and them, you know, it's like the special movie night bowl. It's just a bowl that could also be used to soak things or, I don't know, use it for anything.
I don't think, if I threw up into a bowl like that, I don't think I would ever use it again.
It's an all-purpose Tupperware bowl. Another use, if you're going on a long road trip and you're taking your dogs camping for a couple weeks, I fill that with dog food, put the lid on it, like that bowl. That's also the popcorn bowl. So it's just an all-purpose bowl.
So on Monday, popcorn, on Tuesday, throw up, and on Wednesday,
sure.
Dog food.
No, I see no issue with it. That's why we have soap. That's why we wash things.
It's but you got to be very, first of all, you got to be very trustworthy with your washing skills because soap is only as good as the washer that is using the soap. And are we, can you trust it all the way? Like,
yes.
I don't want to be conspiracy theory guy because what do they say? Like, the bottle even says 99.99% bacterial disinfectant, whatever. Mm-hmm. Can you trust it 100%?
Yes.
There's no chance that there's any micro particles of what's been in that bowl in previous instances, and now you're eating popcorn out of it.
I mean, the things that are in there are food that, you know.
And then throw up.
And bodily. I mean, that's already inside of you, so what's the difference? What are you afraid of?
It's never anything that you would then consume again and then use again. In an ideal world, you're throwing up into the toilet.
That's correct.
Nothing that should ever go into the toilet should ever be in something you are eating.
That's fine. Ideally, yes, that's what you do. But sometimes when you are bedridden and you think you might not make it, you need a bowl. And if you're only going to designate one bowl as having that job, where do you keep that bowl, Joe? Or do you just throw it out and go buy another one for the next time? Because if you're going to keep that bowl in the same cupboard with other bowls, I think if you're worried about contaminants, all of a sudden your pristine Tupperware drawer or Tupperware bin all of a sudden has a rogue bowl in it that you don't want in there.
This is why I use the garbage bag with the bag, because it's gotta be disposable in some way. Just not something I'm ever eating out of. I get the question you're saying. I don't think I would ever put anything that I threw up into back into a drawer or a closet, anywhere where there's other things I'm eating out of.
See, what's funny is you think it's weird that people might have done this. The really weird thing is that it sounds like you've never had to actually throw up into a bowl.
I don't think I've ever had to.
Well, I mean, congratulations. Some of us, you know, you're in a bad spot. You can't get that far. You don't have choices. It's the floor or, you know, we've got a phone call. Paul wants to get in on this. Paul, go ahead. Paul in Akron. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
Hey, I just wanted to say we all go to restaurants and eat with a fork that hundreds of people already ate off of. As long as you wash it, I think the bowl is fine. So
that's right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. I don't want the point of the segment to be Joe doesn't trust soap.
Joe's only every day. The thing we learn right now is that you've only used each piece of silverware once, and then it goes right in the trash.
You're right. Like this. I only use plastic silverware. This is a good point because I don't think of that when I go to restaurants at all.
Yeah, somebody ate off this plate an hour ago.
Yeah,
it's back on your table.
I guess I don't think of that. The mental image that I would have with the bowl, though, I don't think I could overcome the same way. I just don't think about it when it comes to silverware and plates that someone else has eaten off of. I think maybe I'm just really good at getting to the bathroom.
You know what? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a
skill. I am very good at getting to the bathroom.
It's a skill in itself.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Garbage bin with what's the problem with garbage? With the garbage bin, though.
There's not a problem with anything else. It's just, can you get there?
But
am I bringing a garbage bin into the bedroom as I sleep? Sick.
That's what if I feel there's any chance,
you're bringing it in.
I'm bringing it in. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna have it ready to go at all costs.
I respect that. Again, it's not there's anything wrong with any other scenario. It's just that, you know, I think this is not. I mean, Evan said he has done this.
Right.
I don't think it's that abnormal because some of us, when we wash dishes, we just trust that they're washed.
This is another thing. We're just some people think this is completely normal, and others don't even know that it exists.
Hey, Kevin in West Seneca, if you're listening, if you could, we got some work for you to do today. We need some, you're going to need some Dawn dish soap and a sponge,
and then a microscope.
You're also going to have to get sick for the program. So we respect the service that you'll do for this country once more. Yeah. All right. Look at that. We found it in the first segment.
We did.
I saw that going around yesterday or 2 days ago. It was a big kind of, you know, every once in a while, Twitter latches on to a conversation or the internet, everybody latches on to a, wait, did you also do this as a kid?
Yeah.
And that was it the other day. So we've covered it now.
There was another one of these yesterday, too. It wasn't quite the same. Did your parents tell you that it was illegal to have the light on in the car at night?
Yes.
Because I got told that.
Absolutely, yes.
That one might be more like a consensus than anything else, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say I still think that's true. Is that not true?
I thought I learned that it is not true.
Okay.
You can have the light on in your car, like inside the car while you are driving at night.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
I've never looked up if it's true because, yes, my mom always told me that was illegal. I got to turn the light off.
Yep.
Ryan in Alden. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to weigh in on the bull discussion. If you were sick and it was an emergency and it was coming out the other side.
Oh, right. We got to be careful here.
It's a tough conversation. I'm glad we're having it.
We legitimately have to be careful. I'm just going to move. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for that. I just don't think we should go there.
We probably shouldn't, but he might have been headed towards a point that we
shouldn't make.
It might have been correct.
I literally just took the online class for the FCC yesterday. So we're just going to breeze past it. Ryan, I thank you for your contribution. I'm not saying it's a bad point. I'm saying we probably can't make it.
Right. By the way, contrary to popular belief, it is legal to have the lights on in your car in most states.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking for a list of the states, and I do not see anything about it. I don't see any list of states or anything. So it's possible New York is on the list, but it's probably legal to have the lights on in your car when you're driving at night.
Jeremy and Joe with you here. Howard's off today. Sabres and Red Wings tonight. And, you know, Bills and Patriots tomorrow night, getting ready for that game. Team USA got through. Joe and I were both out at a local establishment watching this game, watching the U.S. get by the Iran team and get onto the knockout stage, which is cool. So now we're set up for a Saturday morning soccer game, which, you know, watching Saturdays, 10 a.m. soccer is very normal for me. I do it most Saturdays with the Premier League. Wake up, watch sports in the morning. I love the timeline of it. And so the U.S. plays on Saturday, 10 a.m. against the Dutch.
Mm-hmm. Which you said you're conflicted by?
Not really conflicted, but the Dutch are my other team. And, you know, for some people, you have a team. Maybe you like Italy because you're Italian. Maybe you're German and Germany's your team or whatever, Canadian. And I'm not Dutch, but I went to Amsterdam in 2010 and they were in the World Cup final. I have two Netherlands jerseys. And I watched the World Cup final with 80,000 people in Amsterdam. So I've always rooted for the Dutch. You know, just they have cool jerseys. They have a cool logo. They're great. And they deserve one, too, when it comes to winning the World Cup. It'd be a country that I would feel very happy for if they won it. So
I don't think they ever have.
No. I don't know if they underperform all the time. But no, they've not won it. And when it comes to, you know, this game, I'll root for Team USA. If Team USA loses, it's all aboard the Dutch train again for me. Like, I've always rooted for the Dutch as long as I've watched the World Cup and cared about anybody other than the U.S. And last year, last World Cup, the U.S. wasn't in it.
Right.
I mean, the team I would root for heritage, Irish and Polish, you know, I could root for them a little bit. But for me, it's just been the Dutch.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, it's what it is for a lot of sports fans when you pick a team. I think it's about the jerseys. Their jerseys are consistently great.
They are.
They wear orange. They also wear red, white, and blue. But
yeah,
they're cool. And, you know, if you're a sports fan and didn't grow up in Buffalo for the Bills or Sabres, or maybe you did and you picked the Bills and Sabres, and picking your NBA team came down to which jerseys do I like the most?
Yeah.
Maybe you did that for the Premier League. Maybe you did that for college football. I like LSU's jerseys. I'm gonna root for them because they look cool or their name's cool.
Or for, like, you could do this for an individual player. I mean, this is probably mostly because I had the FIFA video game and I would play with him a lot, but I rooted for Portugal, I think, in past World Cups because I liked Ronaldo. I don't really like him that much anymore, but at a time I did. So Portugal was that a little bit for me, but I mean, for me, that's always been Italy. My problem has been that when even the U.S. missed the World Cup in 2018, Italy also missed the World Cup, and then they missed this World Cup again, which is kind of befuddling that they've been able to do that. So I don't really have another dog in the fight. Then I'm not saying you're not all in on this, but I was stunned at how anxious I was about that game yesterday. Like, I had a pit in my stomach in the second half as that game was winding down, the same way as if... I don't know. What does it feel like when the Sabres are up in a playoff game? That kind of is the feeling I feel like I was having about them as they were trying to close that game out yesterday, and Iran was coming really close to doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. They're good, the Netherlands. The U.S. probably is not going to do great, but aren't we also able to be open to the fact that they could actually pull an upset here given how well they played against England?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. They gave up zero goals in the run of play. The one goal they concede is on a penalty kick.
Oh, right. Yes.
You know, they shut out England, clean sheet against England, clean sheet against Iran, and the one goal against is a penalty kick. So I think it's a sign you're playing pretty well defensively and, you know, controlling play. The U.S. isn't exactly the most talented team. They're probably going to go, they're going in as an underdog, no doubt, against the Dutch. But, you know, sure. We've seen plenty of upsets in this World Cup. And that's one thing I kind of would like to see. You know, the U.S. in its World Cup history, what memories do you have? For me, they beat Colombia, right? That was a shocker. With an own goal, they beat Colombia. Algeria in 2010.
That was to get out of the group stage. Yep.
They get out of the group stage. They beat Algeria. That's a big moment. They don't really have one since that. And if they were to ever win a group stage, or I'm sorry, a knockout stage match to beat the Netherlands, and then maybe beat somebody else, even to make a semifinal, I just wonder, you know, what it would be like around here. You know how it is with the Bills, with the Sabres, with college basketball. When there's a run happening, everybody kind of gets swept up in it, and you know the time frames aren't exactly great for ratings. I don't know how a Tuesday at 2 p.m. is going to work for the ratings.
Yeah,
but I've mentioned it a couple times with you this week that the U.S.-England game put up, like, Michigan-Ohio State numbers.
Right.
On a Saturday. Or, sorry, on Black Friday.
Black Friday, yeah.
On Black Friday, it was, like, a Michigan-Ohio State-level number. 15 million people watched that. So, now that it's a playoff game, it's a knockout stage game, it's not just U.S.-England rivalry, it's win and advance on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I think it'll pull some pretty big numbers, and I kind of wonder how big things could get going in the country for this. You know, I'm not about to predict soccer passes everybody, but in the last 20 years, it's definitely made huge inroads.
Yeah.
And the younger generation of U.S., I think, fans is big into soccer.
I feel like it could explode. I mean, I have group chats that are meant for fantasy football where everybody is talking about the soccer game yesterday.
Yeah.
And people that do not watch, like, Premier League, like you and I do, early mornings on the weekends. And, you know, what you'll get a lot of is... rule changing when the World Cup shows up every 4 years. Like, oh, why do they have stoppage time? And why is everybody going down all the time? And just certain little intricacies of soccer that you'll hear people complain about. But it feels like people get swept up in it. Sports fans in general that aren't even soccer fans get swept up in it. And that's when they're in the group stage. That's when they're just reaching the knockout round. If they were to win a knockout round game, if they were to beat the Netherlands on Saturday, reach the quarterfinals, I want to feel like it could pop a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know to what level that would happen, but daydreaming about this team going on a run, yeah, it would probably, for me, be like unlike anything I've really experienced in my sports life, where the whole country is kind of in on one thing, and it's super exciting, and everybody's in on it.
It's fun. It's fun to get caught up in that. And, you know, the fact that it's U.S., I feel like the Olympics used to have this kind of energy, and it's faded a bit. This might be true of FIFA, too. I mean, the corruption in FIFA, the corruption in the Olympics, like, you kind of have to just deal with that. But, you know, it's just interesting to see how this goes. And for yesterday, for that game, it's also a moment where, you know, if you want to write the story, Christian Pulisic scoring the goal. He's Captain America, finger quotes. He's the guy that does it. He also sacrifices his body to do it.
Right.
You know, wherever you think he got blasted, he's got a pelvic injury, which, you know, it looked pretty painful. It was the first time maybe in your life you knew that a soccer player, and I say this lovingly, I love the sport, staying down was really hurt.
Yeah.
Because he had just scored.
Right.
He scored a goal to go ahead, which was probably the highlight of his life as a player?
It's gotta be.
Scores a World Cup goal to go ahead to advance to the knockout stage, basically, and stays down for a good 5 minutes. You knew that hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody stays down for that. I was
stunned he got back in that game.
For five minutes and then left.
And he didn't look all the way right, although he maybe would have had an opportunity to score. There was a 3-on-2 opportunity the U.S. had coming back the other way, and Pulisic was the man kind of falling back, which is probably where the pass should have gone. So he might have scored another goal before being taken out. He, by the way, if you're wondering about his injury, he's day-to-day.
He says he's going to be fine.
He says he's going to be fine. I don't think I've heard Berhalter say anything on it, the manager. It wasn't even, if you didn't see it on social media, he's in the hospital. This was real, right? I didn't get fooled by the internet.
No, I think it's real.
He was in a hospital bed, like cheering the U.S. on in the second half, like rooting them on and as they close it out. So that's a stardom moment. That's a moment where maybe you jump from soccer star in the United States to just sports star in the United States.
Yeah. It's also a moment that he probably already had this coming. In 10 years, in 12 years, he's the one standing in insert place here talking about Team USA's efforts. Like, he's the future analyst like Landon Donovan and Clint MCR and Alexi Lalas. Like, he's got a lifetime, speaking engagement tour. You want to say he's a made man. He's been one of the best American players on the international scene for a long time. He's proven it at the Premier League level, which is something that not a lot of Americans have done. And now he does it basically leading the U.S. on to... I mean, they score two goals. He was in on both of them.
Yeah.
The first was an incredible pass, and the second, he scores himself. So, great. I mean, it was a great day. It was a great day for Team USA, and for those of you that, were able to get out and watch that game, that's pretty cool. If you weren't, Saturday, 10 a.m.
Soccer, also, watching it with a large group of people, it's just... Isn't it a lot of just everybody's just sitting there like hands crossed, like nervous, just like watching the game? It's almost like that's kind of what Saber games have become, right? Maybe for a different reason, where just everybody's kind of there watching the game. Maybe this is American fans more than European fans. There's not a ton of chance as much. It's just everybody's just stoic watching the game, especially the end of that. I mean, that got really nervy that they almost gave up a goal to Iran in the final minutes. And really, by the way, backed off in that game, which you can argue whether or not that was prudent, but wow. I mean, it's cool to have them go through, and I'm super excited for Saturday's game. I also love that it's on Saturday morning.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
803-0550. We've got plenty to get to here with the Bills, the Sabres, all that good stuff. Team USA, a little more on that. We'll talk to Nick Mendola coming up at 7:30.
Where you throw up into also might be on the docket. Yeah.
We got a couple of tweets on this as well. The one I like, Kyle writes in, the largest pot in the house that rarely got used was the one for us.
Okay.
Big pot. How would you feel about that? Because the pots are usually filled with boiling water. Is that do the job for you?
I think that is more acceptable.
Okay.
Right. Right, because it's going to be... Yeah, any particles that are, any residue could be cooked out of there.
Particles.
Yeah. There's got to be some, right?
Eh.
Pull a microscope out and see what that bowl looks like. I bet you'd never use it again.
Well, this is not even going to be our most intense disagreement of the day. We got to talk about the Dolphins.
We do.
I mean, I can't believe I'm in this spot, but I'm going to do it. I will not stand for the Dolphin slander anymore. I think I'm going to go that far.
I will slander them until they dominate a great team.
Every day I go home and I check Twitter and hear you just calling the Dolphins all sorts of frauds, and I'm just like, I'm going to talk to that guy.
I was just doing the work. I was letting the other people call them the frauds.
You are the king of tweeting, just saying.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, Ryan.
Here's the information. You make with it what you want to do.
I'm just saying Ryan Fitzpatrick has more touchdown passes than Troy Aikman. I'm just saying.
Yeah. He does.
It's true. All right. 803-0550 if you want to join us. We've got Sal coming up at 7 o'clock, Nick Mendola at 7:30. Joe Marino of the Draft Network joins us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about this Patriots matchup, of course. And Chris Price, Boston Globe, covers the Patriots. We'll talk about the Patriots with him coming up at 9 as well. So your calls, your texts, your tweets, it's all welcome. Happy to have you along here on a rainy Wednesday morning on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.